ברוכים הבאים. Hello and welcome to podcast lesson number 2A. My name is Jonathan and I will be your host for this program. For the last 3 years I have been teaching biblical and conversational Hebrew in New York and New Jersey. I am excited to share my knowledge and technique with you on this podcast program. I strongly advise you to listen to lessons number 1A as well as 1B before attending our current podcast. I believe the success of your learning experience will be based on a consistent, gradually acquired knowledge. This and the future lesson strength will be most beneficial with repetition and by following the sequence of podcasts. Please check our website at www.learnhebrewpod.com for the PDF files of the lessons as well as other interactive and helpful techniques. We would appreciate your feedback, opinions, and suggestions for future subjects that you would like to learn on our program. As in our first lessons, Liat and Eran will assist me. Hi Liat, how are you today?
Hi Jonathan, very good, thank you. How are you today?
I feel great, thank you. Hi Eran, how are you today?
I feel wonderful and very excited to be here again.
Great, I'm happy to have you both joining me once again. And cannot wait to hear your next dialogue. Eran and Liat, will you remind us of the subject from previous lessons and maybe give us a hint of what you have planned for us today?
Of course, Jonathan. On lessons 1A and 1B, I met Liat for the first time. So we have actually learned how to greet and converse with a person we have recently met.
In today's dialogue, we will review a basic conversation which occurs when I meet Eran the next morning. Remember, we have already become acquainted.
Thank you. Now let us begin by listening to the dialogue.
Boker tov, Liat.
Boker tov, Eran.
Ma shlomech?
Tov, toda. Ma shlomcha?
Tov meod, toda.
Leitraot.
Shalom, leitraot.
Thank you. We notice that there are few words which sound familiar. Let us carefully listen to the dialogue once more. I will be providing you with the Hebrew translation so we can see if we got the general meaning right.
Boker tov, Liat.
Good morning, Liat.
Boker tov, Eran.
Good morning, Eran.
Ma shlomech?
How are you?
Tov, toda. Ma shlomcha?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Tov meod. Toda.
Very good. Thanks.
Lehitraot.
See you.
Shalom. Lehitraot.
Goodbye. See you. Let's go through the dialogue again, but at a slower pace.
Bo ker tov Liat.
Good morning, Liat.
Bo ker tov Eran.
Good morning, Eran.
Ma Shlomech.
How are you?
Tov. Toda. Ma shlomcha.
Good. Thanks. How are you?
Tov meod. Toda.
Very good. Thanks.
Lehitraot.
See you.
Shalom. Lehitraot.
Goodbye. See you. Let's start by reviewing the words we are already familiar with from our first lesson.
Ma. Ma.
What is?
Toda. Toda.
Thanks.
Lehitraot. Lehitraot.
See you.
Now, let's learn the new vocabulary.
Bo. Ker. Boker.
Morning.
Tov. Tov.
Good.
Boker. Tov. Boker tov.
Good morning.
Ma shlom cha. Ma shlom cha.
How are you?
Ma shlomech. Ma shlomech.
How are you?
Me-od. Me-od.
Very.
Tov me-od. Tov me-od.
Very good.
Shalom. Shalom.
Goodbye.
Eran, when you met Liat today, you said Boker Tov.
That is correct, Jonathan. Boker means morning, and Tov is good.
With the literal translation, we get morning good.
Exactly, Jonathan. But, as you had mentioned on lesson 1b, this, of course, is the implementation of the cheese cream rule. In Hebrew, we put the noun before the adjective, but it is reversed in English. Therefore, Boker Tov is good morning.
And I greeted Eran with the same words. Boker Tov, Eran. Good morning, Eran.
Eran, your next sentence was Ma Shlomech. Ma Shlomech. How are you? Ma Shlomech is composed of two words. I know Ma from lesson number one. Ma meaning what is. And Shlomech, well, that sounds related to Shalom. Is it related to Shalom?
It certainly is, Jonathan.
We learned Shalom has three meanings. It can either be hello, goodbye, or peace.
Yes, and when we say Ma Shlomech or Ma Shlomcha, we literally translate Shalom as peace. So, in a word-for-word translation, I am asking, what is your peace? Or, are you in peace? But again, we are dealing with an expression and it should be translated as a whole. When addressing a male, we say, Ma Shlomcha, how are you? To a female, Ma Shlomech, how are you?
Liat, you answered by Tov, Toda, Ma Shlomcha.
Tov meaning good. Toda, thanks. Ma Shlomcha, how are you? Tov, Toda. Ma Shlomcha. Good, thanks. How are you?
If you remember, on the first podcast, I had a question which was similar to the one I'm about to ask. Eran asked Liat, Ma Shmech, what is your name? And Liat asked him, Ma Shimcha, what is your name? That was explained as different ways of approaching a man or a woman. Ma Shmech, what is your name when addressing a woman? Ma Shimcha, what is your name when addressing a man? This comes under the same rule of gender differentiation. In Hebrew, we often use different, though similar sounding words when speaking to a male or a female. Is that the same difference when saying how are you as Ma Shlomech and Ma Shlomcha?
Exactly. Eran is asking me Ma Shlomech. The Ech at the end of the word signifies that he is referring this question to a woman. Ma Shlomech. How are you? I am asking Eran Ma Shlomcha. Cha. The Cha at the end of the word signifies that I am asking a man. Ma Shlomcha. How are you?
Eran, I believe you replied by saying that you are feeling good. But you didn't reply as Liat did with Tov, which is good. You said Tov Me'od. Tov Me'od.
Yes, because I feel very good today. So I was saying Tov Me'od. Tov meaning good, and Me'od, very. Needless to say that literally I'm saying good very. Cheese cream rule. In Hebrew, always say the noun and then the adjective.
Now you were both saying lehitra'ot to each other. Lehitra'ot. Lehitra'ot. See you. But Eran, you added another word, shalom.
Remember, the word shalom has three meanings. Peace, hello, and goodbye. I was using the third one, shalom meaning goodbye. The use of shalom is quite easy to remember, as the different uses are obvious from the content of the sentence.
Thank you, Liat and Eran. Using this newly learned knowledge, let's hear the dialogue once more. Please repeat each sentence twice and I will be translating them to English.
Boker tov Liat. Boker tov Liat.
Good morning, Liat.
Boker tov Eran. Boker tov Eran.
Good morning, Eran.
Ma shlomech? Ma shlomech?
How are you?
Tov. Toda. Ma shlomcha? Tov, toda. Ma shlomcha?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Tov meod. Toda. Tov meod. Toda.
Very good. Thanks.
Lehitraot. Lehitraot.
See you.
Shalom. Lehitraot. Shalom. Lehitraot.
See you. And now, dear students, we will give you the opportunity to speak in Hebrew. Eran and Liat will read each sentence twice, and then pausing to give you enough time to repeat it.
Boker tov Liat. Boker tov Liat.
Boker tov Eran. בוקר טוב, ערן.
מה שלומך? מה שלומך?
טוב, תודה. מה שלומך? טוב, תודה. מה שלומך?
טוב מאוד. תודה. טוב מאוד. תודה.
להתראות. להתראות.
שלום. להתראות. שלום. להתראות.
Thank you so much for being with us. We had a great time and hope you did as well. Please make sure to listen to podcast lesson number 2B, as we will be exploring some additional vocabulary and grammatical rules, as well as giving you the opportunity to translate words and sentences from English into Hebrew. And please check our website at www.learnhebrewpod.com. We would love to have your feedback and suggestions. Shalom.
Lehitraot.